It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour, for the sun stopped shining. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "God, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last.
I'm Rebecca Sutphin. What did the divine, but also fully human, Jesus feel like facing death? We know he cried out asking God to take this fate away from him if it was possible, before giving it all up to God. Like the others before me this evening, I'm going to share a story from my life. I don't know if this is true for you or not, but from a very young age, for as long as I can remember, I always had a clear vision of how long I would live. 96. I saw myself as being healthy into old age and then just eventually dying of old age at 96. Not sure why 96, but I can tell you that I saw it as a fact. No question in my mind. I think in my early adulthood, my belief that I would be healthy till 96 was reinforced by my grandmother. That's because from an early age, my grandmother is the person I saw myself as most like. I have her blue eyes. Jacob, you made me think of that. Physically, I resemble her a lot, and I even have a very similar temperament. My grandmother was a woman of deep faith, and I became a woman of deep faith, just like her. My grandmother was kind of a fearless woman, and I would say that was always true for me as well. And my grandmother was always healthy, no illnesses at all. She didn't like doctors at all. She never went to the doctor, ever. Now, there is one difference between us. I do like doctors. In fact, I became one. I was trained as a pediatrician, and my specialty is genetics, inherited health problems. For a number of reasons, early in my career, I developed a focus on cancer. In the years since then, specializing in cancer, I've cared for thousands of patients facing cancer, suffering, and many of them dying. Interesting that I would specialize in cancer, in a way, since to my knowledge, there's nobody in my family on either side for generations who ever had cancer. Also interesting that, although I told you that I was always fearless, there was just one thing that was always really, really scary to me, and it was cancer. I have no idea why. Maybe watching Dr. Kildare and too many medical shows when I was a kid. I remember one time when I was in the shower in college, I felt a little lump in my breast. I didn't realize at that time that many women have cysts in their breast that come and go all the time. Anyway, I was so panicked when I felt that lump that I nearly passed out. I actually had to sit down for several minutes on the floor of the shower to avoid passing out. Well, for many years, my vision of my healthy life till my death at the age of 96 stayed intact as my reality, too. But then in 2008, my vision of my health took a serious detour. Being the good doctor that I am, I always try to get my regular health checks and screenings despite a very busy schedule. So once a year, since I worked in a cancer facility, I would plan to just run down the hall between patients, disrobe for the mammogram, then get dressed and go back to clinic. Think nothing of it. One Tuesday in September 2008, I finished my yearly mammogram as quickly as usual, and I went back to see a patient. And as I finished with my patient and stepped out of the room, I saw my friend, the radiologist, waiting for me. And she said, "Rebecca, I'd like you to come with me to look at your mammo film. There's something I'm a little concerned about." Even though I saw the look of concern on her face, my brain flew right into doc mode. I thought, 80% of abnormalities on mammograms are benign, normal. We looked at the film together, and she said, "Even though I agree with you, it's probably benign, you really should have a biopsy to make sure." And since the radiologist was right there, she could do the biopsy for me, and I could get the results back by Friday, and this whole thing will not ruin my weekend. Great idea. Let's get this little inconvenience over with. I felt sure it would be nothing. On Friday, I got a phone call, but it wasn't from the radiologist. It was from another colleague who is a cancer specialist. It was one of those moments like you see in a movie. The words you are saying cannot be true. It's cancer, and the cells look aggressive. I'm not even here right now having this conversation. You're talking to someone else, a patient. Within a moment, my whole body went numb with terror. I'm going to die. And such deep sadness overwhelmed me, for Norma, and for our little girl that already has lost her biologic parents and so desperately needs us to be unconditional love for her, to be there for her. Oh God, please, please don't let me die. But almost at the same time, from deep, deep inside me, my faith rose up. God, you can be trusted. I know you love me. Into your hands I commit my spirit.
Very room, there's quite enough love for one like me, and in this very room, there's quite enough joy for one like me, and there's quite enough hope and quite enough power.
Is we thank you. We thank you for how we have felt you in these stories. Be with us as we continue this journey. Meet us in the places of our heart's longings, in those places too private to speak out loud, in those places that words struggle to find utterance. Meet us in this place. Journey with us in the mystery of life and all that unfolds before us. Thank you, God, for this church, for the sanctuary that it has been and is and will continue to be for hearts and lives who walk in these doors. We ask that you continue to guide us, inspire us, empower us, and equip us not to just speak the good news, but be the good news of your love and your compassion and your welcome and your grace. In your many names and in the many ways you are in this world, God, we lift this prayer to you. In all that is sacred and holy, we offer this. May it be so. Amen. I want to thank you for joining us tonight in this amazing service. We have the Stations of the Cross up. We want to invite you to stay and meditate as long as you like. We also want to invite you that if you would like to have conversation with those you have come with those in the room, that you take, wait until you're in the parking lot. Come join us Easter Sunday, where we tell the rest of the story. God bless you as you go from this place. May you claim your birthright with passion. And may that grow in you. And may that wisdom wrap you as you serve the world you touch in gratitude. And may that be the good news you share. God bless you. Good night.